614. This is 1320 WILS. Look, we know that bullying is a horrible thing growing up, going to school, and having knowing the fear and the tension of knowing you're going to be bullied. Well, now a new study finds that it can actually increase chronic disease in adulthood. Dr. Taka Cash with us. She is an expert in psychiatric medical health. She works with child and adolescent and adult psychiatry at privyoasis.com. Dr. Cash, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So you not only go through the bullying, but then as an adult, it hits you there too. Any thoughts on why that would lead to chronic illnesses as an adult?
Well, in a 2010 annual convention at the American Psychological Association, they found that bullies were at a higher risk of substance abuse, depression, anxiety, and other chronic illnesses as adults.
You're talking about the bullies themselves or those that are being bullied?
Both. Those that are being bullied and also the ones that are the bully.
Now, why would that happen? I mean, if it's something you went through and, you know, you're no longer experiencing, why would it stick with you all those years later?
Because they're saying that a lot of it stems from situational stressors and relational stressors as a child. And so that follows you up into adulthood.
Okay, so what, your brain just is in a stressful mode all the time, is that it?
Well, pretty much. What ends up happening, you have this little portion in your brain that's called the amygdala, and so it overestimates emotions. And so you find a lot of this in PTSD as well, or in people who suffer acute, chronic, or acute situations as well, like if it's a car wreck or something like that. And so what ends up happening is that memory ball, that hippocampus, they remember this. And so what they end up doing as adults is overestimating situations or overestimating emotions. And so therefore, you start to see a large decline in that adult. And because of depression and the isolation and things like that, it causes an increase in chronic illnesses.
Wow. So
and I'm actually seeing a lot of that on you know, just in my office in, you know, day and time now with adults coming in who have had issues with anger, aggression, agitation, and rage as children and bullying as children. Hmm. And then they come in as adults with me with mental health issues as well as physical issues as well.
You're talking about the bullies themselves, and do they feel guilty about what they did?
Yes, they do. They do. A lot of them are remorseful, and then you have some that are not remorseful.
Really? How do they look back on it if they're not remorseful?
Well, and actually in a study found by Copeland, they found that there was an increased risk for developing something that's called antisocial personality disorder. And in this disorder, they actually have little to no empathy towards what they do as children, adolescents, as well as adults.
Hmm. Okay. Is it they don't want to feel bad about it, so they just block that out? Is that it?
Yeah, and that's kind of what your brain does. When you don't want to remember something, the hippocampus kind of goes like, boom, we have cortisol receptors in the brain. And so it just says, hey, it's just like pollen over a windshield. Mm. I don't want to see it. I don't want to think that it's there. And all they're left with is that emotional piece of it.
Now, are they still essentially bullies as adults too then?
Well, actually, what one of the articles that I read, it said that there was a large decline, that they saw more of an increased risk for depression and anxiety, so they pulled away due to the shame, and they started to isolate.
Hmm. Shame. Do you think that's something to be shameful about? If you were a bully, should you be ashamed of that?
Well, it's individual from person to person. Some kids, when I was reading about it, and also with the kids that I actually treat, it depends on their environment. And so if they're learning it, they don't know that they're doing anything different. So when they grow up in their adolescence, they're like, wow, I did not know that this was an ineffective way to treat someone or to handle my emotion. So they have limited emotional regulation as teens and also as that pours over into their adult lifestyle.
So if you got a child that's being bullied, what do? You just pull the kid out of the school, or how do you protect them from having this becoming a lifetime problem?
Well, we want to make sure that we target them. So because guess what? They're at an increased risk for suicide, depression, poor school performance, low self-esteem. Hmm. And so most of the studies that we look at, they show the effects of bullying, and they focus on the childhood period.
And what do you do? Do you teach them to fight back? Do you teach? I mean, how do you teach them to deal with that dynamic, though?
Are you talking about the bullies or the ones who are being
bullied?
The
ones that are being bullied, yeah.
The ones that are being bullied, we teach them effective coping strategies because they're at home and they may have not learned to interact with someone on that measure. And so when we use something that's called cognitive behavioral therapy, and so it teaches them how to retrain their brain in thinking about their experiences with people so that they don't grow up to become bullies themselves.
Those that have been bullied sometimes become bullies later in life.
Correct, because they start to utilize it as a defense mechanism. Hmm. And I see that a lot in kids. And especially I had a kid about a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, you know, I choked this kid out because, you know, I was bullied when I was in the first grade. And so he was in the fourth grade, during this time. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you know, it's because, you know, I have to protect myself. And that's what he was saying. I have to protect myself. So if someone comes at me, I'm going to do something to that person. So it's like, you know, if the bully is teaching other kids how to bully, and then what ends up happening is that the child who's the victim, end up bullying themselves, because they're trying to protect themselves.
Festers in there, yeah, and finally they just explode. Dr. Taka Cash, with PrivyOasis.com, PrivyOasis.com. Dr. Cash, thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for having me. Yep.